did get a group started in Chicago. Third, I decided I must place this program above everything else, even my family, because if I did not maintain my sobriety, I would lose my family anyway. If I did not maintain my sobriety, I would not have a job. If I did not maintain my sobriety, I would have no friends left. I had few enough at that time. The next day, I went back to Chicago and started a vigorous campaign among my so-called friends or drinking companions. Their answer was always the same. If they needed it at any time, they would surely get in touch with me. I went to a minister and a doctor whom I still knew, and they in turn asked me how long I had been sober. When I told them 6 weeks, they were polite and said that they would contact me in case they had anyone with an alcoholic problem. Needless to say, it was a year or more before they did contact me. On my trips back to Akron to get my spirits recharged and to work with other alcoholics, I would ask Dr. Bob about this delay and wonder just what was wrong with me. He would invariably reply, "When you are right and the time is right, Providence will provide. You must always be willing and continue to make contacts." A few months after I made my original trip to Akron, I was feeling pretty cocky, and I didn't think my wife was treating me with proper respect now that I was an outstanding citizen. So I set out to get drunk deliberately just to teach her what she was missing. A week later, I had to get an old friend from Akron to spend 2 days sobering me up. That was my lesson, that one could not take the moral inventory